Today on the AMD GPU Daily, we're diving into some intriguing discussions surrounding the latest developments in the AMD GPU ecosystem. We'll explore the ongoing conversations about the Tensil library for the GXX 1032 architecture, a topic that's been generating buzz within the developer community. We'll also touch on the implications of these discussions for machine learning workloads and the evolving landscape of AMD's software support. Let's get into the details. First up, the question on many developers' minds: did any AMD GPU Linux driver provide Tensil library for GFX 1032? This inquiry has sparked a vibrant discussion on Reddit, where users are keen to know the current state of support for AMD's Tensil library, especially in relation to the GFX 1032 architecture. For those who might not be familiar, the Tensil library is AMD's implementation of a high-performance tensor contraction library designed to optimize deep learning workloads on AMD GPUs. It is particularly critical for operations like matrix multiplications, which are foundational in many machine learning models. The GFX 1032 architecture is part of AMD's RDNA 3 family, which has been tailored for improved performance and efficiency in both gaming and compute tasks. Currently, there seems to be some ambiguity regarding the availability of the Tensil library in the context of the GFX 1032. Developers are reporting mixed experiences, with some suggesting that while initial support may not be robust, there are ongoing efforts to enhance compatibility. This is important because a well-supported Tensil library could significantly boost the performance of AI and ML applications running on AMD hardware, making it a focal point for developers looking to optimize their workloads. Transitioning to the implications of this discussion, it's essential to consider how the support for libraries like Tensil can influence the broader adoption of AMD GPUs in machine learning. As we know, libraries such as TensorFlow and PyTorch rely heavily on underlying hardware support to deliver efficient computations. If AMD can solidify its library offerings for GFX 1032 and ensure that they are fully optimized, we could see a notable shift in preference among developers who are currently leaning towards NVIDIA's CUDA ecosystem. Moreover, we can't overlook the importance of community feedback in this process. The discussions on platforms like Reddit not only highlight the current state of affairs, but also provide AMD with valuable insights into what developers are looking for. This kind of interaction can drive improvements in driver support and library optimizations, aligning AMD's offerings more closely with user needs. Now, let's pivot to the broader context of AMD's GPU strategy. With the increasing demand for AI and machine learning workloads, AMD has been making strategic moves to bolster its software ecosystem. The recent release of updated ROCm Radeon Open Compute tools has been a significant step in this direction. ROCm is AMD's open-source software platform designed for GPU computing and has been a game-changer for developers looking to leverage AMD hardware for machine learning and high-performance computing tasks. The enhancements in ROCm not only improve compatibility with existing frameworks, but also introduce new features aimed at maximizing performance. For instance, the latest updates have focused on optimizing memory management and improving the performance of multi-GPU setups, which are crucial for large-scale machine learning tasks. As we look ahead, it will be fascinating to see how AMD continues to evolve its software offerings. The race in the GPU market is heating up, especially with NVIDIA's recent advancements in AI-focused hardware and software. AMD's ability to provide robust support for its hardware through libraries like Tensil and platforms like ROCm will be pivotal in attracting developers and researchers to its ecosystem. In closing, while the discussions around the Tensil library for GFX 1032 highlight some current challenges, they also underscore the potential for growth and improvement within AMD's software landscape. As developers continue to push the boundaries of what's possible with AMD GPUs, we can expect exciting developments that will further enhance the capabilities of machine learning applications. Stay tuned for more updates as we keep our eyes on AMD's progress in this rapidly evolving field. The future looks promising, and we're here to cover every step of the way.